just because they don't believe in Jesus. She was a little bit annoyed. And I guess the majority of my friends in the room that night believed that it doesn't really matter what you believe, as long as you're a good person, in the end, we'll all go to a better place. And if you've talked to many people, you'll probably realise that that's what most of them think. I mean, there's nothing worse than intolerance, is there? Nothing worse than narrow-mindedness, is there? And yet, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's why he says, I am. Jesus, not so that we could be ashamed of them or dismiss them or write them off, nor were they intended so that we could get stood up in our apologies. You see, I think the company is coming to make a place of our hearts and see what it is for us. We wax and flame to see Jesus flame as something that we take and trusting in Jesus that will make people sit up and take notice and make them wonder. Far, far more than that. The main thing that I want us to see from today in this passage is that Jesus gives certain comfort and hope because of who he is and because of what he has done. Jesus comforts because of who he is and what he has done. Jesus' exclusive claims are meant for our comfort